So U.S.-Russia relations are certain to be a topic when President Obama takes questions from reporters at the White House this afternoon. It could be the last press conference for a while. The president leaves tomorrow for a 9-day family vacation on Martha's Vineyard. This will also be the first formal give and take with reporters since the Russian tensions we just talked about. This will also be the first time the president will be asked about the global travel warning and embassy closures and the terror threat and intelligence behind them. And domestically, there's that looming budget fight with congressional Republicans in the fall. This could be a very long press conference. So let's bring in Hans Nichols of Bloomberg News. And Hans, there's been some reporting in the last several minutes that the president will directly take on the NSA. What do we know?
Well, his whole goal on this and the White House's goal, thanks for having me on, is to build trust. They don't think NSA programs can survive long term unless there's trust. And so part of that trust involves an explanation, which gets us to the 3 p.m. press conference where the president will start off by responding to sort of, you know, increasingly public uneasiness about government surveillance. They've briefed the Hill on what their plans are going to be, and it comes after the president met with technology and communications executives just yesterday, including, you know, Chief Executive Officer of Apple, Tim Cook, and the head of AT&T as well. So that's typically how these things go. The White House wants to drive a certain bit of news at the top, and this will be the news, and then it's a free-for-all, and that's when it gets fun.
Well, when you say the news, some of this is embargoed, I know, but is he expected to announce changes?
Yes. Forgive me for being coy here. I know a lot of this under an embargo, but the part that I can report, and it's odd that this has to do with transparency and surveillance, but the part that I can report to you now is somewhat limited. But they'll be outlining steps to sort of increase public confidence in the NSA programs.
Yeah, and what else might he be asked? Because we're thinking that the information from the NSA, of course, fed into the terror threat and the shutdown of embassies, increased drone strikes in Yemen. How much can reporters really ask a president in a press conference about drone strikes that the U.S. isn't even acknowledging?
Well, they finally came out and acknowledged the drone strikes about, what, two, three months ago. So the kind of this dancing around of what is actually, and the president can talk about anything he wants. He can declassify something just by talking about it. So there's a little less sensitivity there. And the president gave that big long speech at the National Defense University, sort of outlining a lot of this. There will be questions on embassies. There'll be questions on potentially Syria, right? I mean, that's potentially the Middle East, potentially Iran. Also, who the next Fed chairman might be. If you think it's going to be an hour-long press conference, the president can take a few minutes at the top to kind of outline some of his views. That gives you about 6, 7, 8 questions.
Yeah.
You might have a question on A-Rod, right? On steroid use in baseball, Johnny Football. What's happening with him? There are opportunities to sort of get the president. So we have these about once a quarter to get the president to talk about issues that aren't. I mean, I know we're obsessed with certain issues here in Washington and elsewhere in the country, but it's kind of always nice to try to get him on a topic that his staff maybe hasn't prepared him for.
Well, it's interesting. You mentioned Johnny Manziel, the Texas A&M Heisman Trophy winner. That would be a far afield. That would really be an extensive, a wide-ranging press conference.
I'll give you a hint. If I get called on, I might ask on that.
Well, I was going to ask. You're going. What do you want to ask besides questions about that?
I'm sort of bound by, and it's no surprise to the White House that I would ask this. I cover the White House for Bloomberg News. We care intensely about the decision-making process that Obama is undertaking right now and who the next chairman of the Federal Reserve will be.
Yeah.
So that's sort of our number one priority. That's our number one target that, we want a sense of. The president defended Larry Summers behind closed doors just last week on Capitol Hill. There's this big public campaign for Janet Yellen. The president threw out a third name, Don Cohn, a former Fed, vice chairman of the Fed. So any sort of insight we can get to the president's thinking on this, which has massive implications for the economy. I mean, you think of who actually controls the levers of the economy for the next 4 years, and it really isn't President Obama. It's the Fed chairman. Obama's hamstrung, and he's frustrated because he can't really get Congress to do anything on it. So the Fed has just awesome and enormous consequences, and any sort of insight we can get on that to us and to our readers and viewers is it was important, to say the least.
A lot of other domestic issues, the squabble right now over immigration reform, over Obamacare. We have the potential government shutdown looming in the fall with the big budget fight. He's with just a few days when he comes back from vacation before that starts. I'm sure he wants to use some of this time to lay some groundwork for that.
Yes, and oddly enough, House Republicans want to sort of get a little clarity from the president on just what he would veto and what wouldn't he veto. So you think of a bill that starts to fund the government, right, where fiscal year starts October 1. There's a question whether or not Obama will continue, would veto any bill that didn't deal with the sequester. So let's just say you have a straight, funding mechanism that just keeps everything at the same level. It's just basically what we call in Washington a continuing resolution. There's an open question whether Obama would veto that because he wants something to deal with sequestration.
Yeah. Hans Nichols of Bloomberg News, ahead of President Obama's press conference today, before the president goes on a 9-day vacation. Of course, Congress already gone on their break, so a last chance maybe to get some questions in. Hans, we hope you get yours in about football and the Fed.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
Put in a word for Carney. All right.
Okay. And listeners, what would you like to ask? What would question, if you could, what question would you ask the president? Let us know, hereandnow.org. Back after the break. Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, protecting drivers and their families with insurance coverage for over 75 years. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.
Scottish actor David Tennant doesn't think acting is all that hard.
You stand in a field with some cameras pointing at you, pretend to be someone else and recite words that somebody wrote in their room several months before. If you look at it objectively, it can feel a bit daft.
David Tennant on his latest role in the BBC crime drama Broadchurch, Saturday on Weekend Edition from NPR News.